Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
Calories. I thought about that. Hello and welcome to Rocks Talks. This is your time. This is your place. This is your space where we have conversations about what's trending, pop culture, the things that happened over the night or over the weekend for this matter. Think about this as just like, if you're like, I can't scour the internet and the gram and the talk for all things, no worries. I do that for you. And we can have this conversation in a big way. So, all right. So now the topics we have for today, and I'll show you these, by the way, if you see me pointing and you're on the tube and you're like, how are you pointing at this? It's because I'm also, as you know, on TikTok. So we've got those on TikTok as well, too. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark. The NCAA Women's Basketball Champion has been announced. We'll go over who won and how Caitlin Clark has been just a light for the sport. Whilst we're talking about WrestleMania, that was last night and all weekend. Did you watch it? Did you watch it? What were your thoughts? I'd love to know. And then we'll talk about the solar eclipse. You can also pop things in. I see that AZ Affiliate has some things in there. We can talk about whatever. So, all right, let's go ahead and start from the top. Caitlin Clark, did you watch? She is a phenom that has, if there was a record to beat, she has beat that record in a major, major way. And she was in the Final Four, and they beat UConn. Now, that game on Friday, they played against Utah. University of Iowa played against UConn. Do you know it was the most watched game in all of NCAA basketball? Not just the women, but the men as well, too. Isn't that amazing? It was the most watched. That's phenomenal. That just shows you as an example of what a phenom. People who have never watched women's basketball have been watching women's basketball, women's college basketball, because of Caitlin Clark and all the records she shattered. She's done some amazing things for the sport. Now, she played against North Carolina. North Carolina, actually, they beat North Carolina last year in the semifinals and the Final Four to go on to the championships. So it was like a revenge tour for North Carolina. They remember that very, very deeply. They, interestingly enough, they had an undefeated season. And so if they won this game, lights out. And they did. They won. They beat Caitlin Clark. They beat Iowa. It was a good game, though. And while in part of me, I was rooting for Caitlin Clark. I wanted her to have that perfect season. At the same time, I was also rooting for North Carolina. You can root for both. Both things can be true. And Coach Stanley is such a – she seems like an amazing coach and has been great for the sport as well, too. I think it worked out the best way that it could, especially for – TV, for the money. You got to follow the money, right? They only benefited from having Caitlin Clark be in the finals. Whether she won or not, pretty probably immaterial to the networks, but her being there, it was huge because it caused people to watch, right? People have been watching all week long in a big way at all of her games. I think that for just the idea of team and sports and whatnot, the better team did win. And so it makes sense that they were just better. They were just dialed in and they were better. But man, oh man, what an exciting thing to see. And it was the first time that they've had the number one scorer in the league actually in the final game. Interesting, right? It's just a reminder that just because you have good players does not mean that you have an amazing team. It's not easy to get to the Final Four. It's not easy to get to the championships. So congratulations to all who played. And it'll be exciting to see what happens next. Caitlin Clark did announce that prior to this that she is actually she's declaring for the WNBA. So she's off to the WNBA and on to the next. But it was really exciting. And I'm interested to see when the results, the numbers come out, whether the game last night had even more viewers than the UConn Iowa game the night before. All right, next up, WrestleMania. Do you watch box? What is it? Pro wrestling? I'm like, it's not boxing. It's that other thing. Do you watch it? I have to admit to you, it's not something that I watch on the regular. I typically watch it because someone else in my world is watching it. I remember in college, the guys would watch it, so we'd watch it, whatever. I remember like Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John 3:16, right? That was one. And The Rock, right? Well, there's been a lot of buzz about it lately. Apparently, there's a new guard. Vince, of course, has gotten in trouble for some unsavory things, but Triple H has really taken over behind the scenes, and he's just changing things up, and he seemed to be really relevant or know what the people want. So this was the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania. They did it in Philadelphia in an outdoor area, which I'm like really curious. Every time they showed it, I'm like, how cold is it right now in Philadelphia? It was an interesting life choice to do it in March in an open arena, but they did. Two nights, it was sold out. I think they had over 172,000 people were there over the two nights. I mean, that's a lot of people there and there for it. The big match was against a guy named Cody Rhodes, who honestly, if you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, looks like Spike juiced up. And then some guy named Roman Reigns, who is related in some way, allegedly, to The Rock, which The Rock came out. He almost said boxed again. Yo, why do I keep saying that? Clearly, I'm not a true fan. There were some highlights because some of the top people from the past came back. So if you have been watching or you watched it throughout the years, you got your fix. They brought back The Rock. They brought back John Cena. They brought back The Undertaker, who does still look scary, I'm going to say. And then the People's Choice basically won. Cody Rhodes, again, he looks like Spike, if you ever watch the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or he looks like Ken on Peroxide. He won. Great story. I'll be interested to see the results, but I think that WrestleMania, WWE is probably very pleased with what they're able to pull off. Now, my husband did a little research, and he said, that The Rock was actually given stock in the WWE to come back. Mm-hmm. John Cena, who was literally on stage for maybe 5 minutes, maybe, was paid $500,000 to come back. Heck yeah, I'd come back for that. Heck yeah. But of course, you have to do a lot to get to that point to be able to do that. But yeah, they gave a lot, pretty punny to get those names back in. And I'm confident that I'm sure the people in the arena were just so amped. There were some celebs in there as well, too. I saw Vanessa Hudgens with her little baby bump. There was, who else? Well, let me think. Nope. I guess that's the only one I care about. I'm kidding. There was, what is the name? T-Pain was there. I don't remember who else was in the audience. Oh, hello. Kittle is in there. So hi, Carla. Good to see you. There were quite a group of people just watching and enjoying all the things. All right. It kind of like with the NCAA women's basketball games, there were John Sudeikis. Is it John Sudeikis? The one who's in the show with the soccer people, you know, the one Ted Lasso, he was there. He's a big Iowa fan. Darius Rucker was there. Apparently he's a South Carolina fan. I'm like, okay. And then a lot of other people were there. So exciting times. I know you're like, Rox, this is great, but I am getting ready for the solar eclipse. Do you have your glasses? If you don't, too bad, so sad. They are sold out. Please. But you can Google how to make like pinhole glasses. Don't put on your sunglasses and think you're going to be okay. I've always heard that, but I'm like, is that true? So I did a little research. This is why you don't want to do that. I thought it was actually really fascinating. Okay. So first of all, the glasses for the solar eclipse glasses they allow in like a gajillion less light than your sunglasses. Why does that matter? Because when our eyes, if you look at the sun right now, that can be damaging, right? We know that. And your retinas don't have any sensory feeling in them. So your retinas don't know when something's hurt, like a sunburn. It's after the fact that you realize it. Okay. You get that. Now, here's what happens. Because you have the sun, which is like, 400 times larger than the moon. But from the angle, the moon's going to look like it's covering the sun, right? But the sun is still there. So your eyes think it's dark, and so they relax. They almost like dilate because it's dark and they need to see more. So your eyes are going to be wide open, but the sun is going to be coming at you. And that is why they say do not look at it, because the sun is going to be intense and your eyes are going to be like they're dilated. You know when your eyes get dilated, how you have to be careful and you're like, they tell you not to, you have to put on the special glasses. it's even more intense. So that is why you should not. I thought, is this like just a, are they just making this up just because they want you to? No, they're not. Now, what they do see is this. If you are in an area in the pathway that's going to have partial, like a partial eclipse, you can look at it in the moment, like when it's dark, you can look at it really fast. And then you need to stop. So be careful if you don't have the glasses, or just Google how to make like pinhole glasses that are supposed to be equivalent as well too. They even have like a whole directory on how to get pictures during the solar eclipse. We're in Arizona. I don't think we're going to see a dang thing, but I'm super interested to see like, how does it change or does it shift the way we act? They say animals indoors are going to be fine, but I'm still curious, like, what does it do to us? We're so not in tune with our bodies as like a culture that I don't think most of us would realize. We think, oh, something else is wrong with us. And it's like, no, it's just a solar eclipse of the heart. I had to do it at least once. I could not help myself. Oh my goodness. So I'd love to know if you are planning on it. I lived in Texas for quite a long time, Austin specifically for most of it. So I have a lot of friends who are just ready to go and raring. I'm like, I hope y'all rented out your house. Go get your bag, man. Watch it on TV. Now, these happen all the time. By the way, they happen every 18 months. But typically, it's over uninhabited areas or over the water. My thing is, why not just follow them? If you're really into it, it would be cool to see it over the water. Can you imagine the water, like it's all bright and all of a sudden it gets pitch dark for like 4 minutes and it's bright again? Or maybe you could chase it in the water, right? You could keep following it if you have a fast boat. Just a thought. Sloan Bella, thank you for the follow. I'm just like thinking about the different things. You just never know. There's ways around this. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. And if you don't mind, I'm going to do it as well too. If you tap the screen, let me just turn off my little list. I just forgot we're still on the tube. Give me 1 second. If you double tap the screen though, it lets people know we're out there and all the things. All right. So if you're on the tube, thank you so much for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. By the way, if you've not gotten my free templates, you need to grab them. The details are in the caption because people are loving them. And it's a really great way to get to know your audience so you can build your business there for you. So I'll be back tomorrow chatting all the things. We'll be talking about the NCAA championships for men and some other things and the aftermath of all things solar eclipse and whatever, what else not. So goodbye, Tube Talk. You hang out with me. And if you're on the tube and you're like, I want to continue the conversation, then come on over to the talk, as in the TikTok, because that's where we're continuing it under Rock's Talk Show. Take care, everyone. It'll be great. Bye. All right. Hello, my.